Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
If you listen to the show, you know who our number one ace homie is. Travis the Fred Frederick.
Yep, I've been calling him TF.
Okay, I don't think you can call him that. But we love Travis. And wouldn't you say that he looked svelte? When he came walking up?
I don't know what that word means.
You know?
I don't know what that word means.
I think he looked svelte. He looked very athletic. He looked strong. He looked ready to go. And Ben started rocking it out with him. Here's a little audio from a quick impromptu Travis Frederick interview that went down on the field on Saturday.
Here with Travis Frederick. Travis, it's another year at Oxnard. It's another year of you being sleep deprived. What in the hell is going on?
You know, I've gone on record saying that sleep is one of the most important things for recovery, and it's one of the most important things while we're out here is to get quality sleep. And my room is right here on the corner near the field house, which makes it really nice. I get an easy walk into practice, but it also is as close to the 105.3 the fan tent as any other room. And when Sean and RJ are on in the morning, which I think they come on at 5 o'clock maybe in the morning, regular time, which is 3 o'clock out here, and they're just so loud and obnoxious. I mean, there have been times, several times already this training camp, that I've been woke up in the morning from their hideous laughter. And it's really a problem for me.
It's been proven that sleep deprivation is like a terroristic tactic. Like, it's a way to really impede human health. And so it's possible that Sean and RJ, with their cackling, are jeopardizing the entire happiness of the Cowboys fan base. I mean, you're the first guy to touch the ball on offense, and if you're not well rested and at your best, everybody is jeopardized here, and this is downright reckless.
Do you think it's possible that they're a spy from another team, you know, working against, colluding against the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I think Sean has, I think he's got family in D.C. He spent some time in D.C. I believe he could be a Redskins spy.
No, that wouldn't surprise me. You know, I've never had a good rapport with them. It's always been very awkward conversations with them, and maybe that's because they don't have our best interests in mind.
I just walked up. Sean is jumping on Redskin Radio right now. What are you guys talking about? I don't know if the context of this conversation. I just wanted to let you know what Sean was up to.
You know, we were just saying it's been a little tough. They've been a little loud in the morning, and it's been a real issue. I've been talking to my PR guys about it and seeing if they can handle it, remove the credentials or something like that to help me get some better sleep.
I'm excited you brought your own PR team this year. Tell us about that.
Well, it's important to have people to help you through some situations. You know, obviously I went through some things last year. I need a little coaching in my media training. I've slipped up in the past, so I don't want to be getting in any trouble.
So, obviously, going into last year, you were always talking about how high your Madden rating was. I think you were the highest rated on the team. And going into this year, and then last year you didn't get to play. This year it was like unknown. What are they going to do? Bounce him down? Or they can keep him high? They kept you real high. So walk us through the petitioning you did to make sure you got kept a high Madden rating this season.
Well, I was unaware of what the Madden ratings would be, but I have this great team of people that support me and reach out on my behalf. Ben,
that's not true, is it?
Ben is my number one fan. So I actually think that Ben is the person that's been reaching out to the Madden ratings people, pushing for that, just so he has something to talk about.
Is there any Cowboys offensive lineman that cares about their Madden rating?
I don't think so. You might look at Looney looking for like an appearance rating or potentially a speed rating. He's pretty fast. He's proud of his speed.
Looney strikes me as a guy that wants to be on one of those like America Thinks You Have Talent shows or Everyone Loves to Dance or I don't know, something like that. I think he could dominate that.
He's certainly multi-talented. Yeah. He can do a lot of different things. And it's just when you think he's done that he comes up with something completely new and interesting.
Well, we plan on interviewing you 17 times while we're here, so we'll cut this one short and let you move on. But thank you for your time.
Oh, you know, it's always great talking to you guys.
Sounds like it.
Well, I don't know if you.
What did you mean by that last part? You didn't. What was that?
Why did you gaze off at that construction with melancholy on your on your face as you said that?
It was a half truth. That's the issue. It's
oh no.
It's always good talking to you guys, meaning Skin and KT.
Yes.
And gets on my nerves every once in a while. So it was a half truth.
That's fair. All right, back to you guys. I mean, back to us.
Who are we sending it to?
To ourselves.
Thanks, Ben.
Yes! I love that gaggle of Sean birds.
I think Jalen Smith was on with those guys this morning, right? And he may have said the same thing.
He's been bitching about it, too.
So the players are upset that Sean and RJ are so loud out here on the tennis courts when they're trying to sleep.
So I came this morning and showed up here at 7 o'clock Cali time, which is real early for me, Ben. And they had repositioned Choppy to where his back is now to the tennis courts because he projects so loud.
Oh.
So they were adjusting the vocal dynamics of their show so that hopefully Choppy facing a different direction does not have the same impact. Ridiculous.
That is insane. Like it's been a joke for a couple of years, but it seems like even when Travis came, he looked beaten down by talking about it, like thinking, I've got to wake up tomorrow, too.
Right. But so when do the Cowboys start stirring and even do anything?
So this morning, I arrived here at 6:45. There was already rookies in there lifting weights at 6:30.
Okay.
And they were blaring Charlie Daniels' band. So that's part, I don't know if we would call it rookie hazing. I think it's more of rookie acclimation. Offensive rookies start lifting weights at 6:30 one day, and then defensive rookies start lifting weights at 6:30 the next day. And it is a playlist put together by some old white guy because it is like stuff from the 70s. Apparently they played Convoy. I didn't hear that. But
oh, yeah. But, is it
the song?
Who is the strength coach? Is it still
Wojcik. Okay. Mike Wojcik.
So I think he decides, right?
Wojcik.
I think the strength coach decides, but you would think that it'd be hard to convince Tank Lawrence not to play whatever he wanted.
Right.
Yeah. If he was going to be in there.
Well, when the Jason Garrett press conference was happening and there was a little post-walkthrough lifting going on, I heard a lot of sitting on the dock of the bay. And I'm going, man, I just don't really want to lift to that. Mm-hmm. Now, in high school, I took over it in the later years of high school. I took over the weight room mix. But what the coaches would like to do, I remember my freshman and sophomore year, the coaches were making us listen to so much AC/DC,
Aerosmith,
Van Halen.
Oh, yeah, it's like
all that stuff.
That's get hype music.
I mean, for some people, yeah, you know.
More so than Convoy.
Yeah. When Star Wars came out, it was so hype.
But then senior year, I kind of took it over, and it was a lot of like Modest Mouse and Dave Matthews.
I don't think
so that
wasn't
exactly. Yeah, everyone's like, what the hell?
I spent 10 minutes listening to the Dave Matthews channel on the XM Sirius, and it was killing me, man.
You're a jerk.
Ben and Skin Show, 105.3, The Fan, story of the day. We were talking about it at the top of the segment, and you know, now that all the other beats are chiming in, and Clarence added that there's other NFL players that are going to join him here, there in Cabo. I don't know who those players
are. Oh, really?
So that's what Clarence said.
Other guys that are holding out?
I'll pull Clarence's, and maybe it's former NFL guys, right? It could be.
Could it be Robert Kimdiche, the former Cardinals first-round pick who was overweight at camp and Cliff Kingsbury cut him?
Cut him.
Because he just got through waivers.
He did. A first round pick got cut.
Round pick 2 years ago, or actually, it might have been
the 2016 draft. Yeah.
Well, in the 20s, Robert Kimdiche was like a top 10 talent in that draft. Got hurt a couple times. Defensive tackle. Give you a little three technique here. If was so cut, out of shape after he tore his ACL.
Not interested.
Kingsbury, after a day, was like, his press conference was like, well, he's not in shape, and I don't know if he's going to get in shape, so then they cut him.
That's not what we're doing here.
Just cleaned waivers.
Clarence's tweet was, he is back in Cabo training with a couple of other NFL players, per source.
Huh.
Is what he was saying about Zeke.
Michael Thomas, Trent again, Williams, all the holdouts.
Again, KT deserves incredible props and credit for breaking that story. Mm-hmm. Really fantastic. KT is the one who broke that story.
Oh, man.
And when we got here to camp, you know, the national beat writers and stuff were trying to ask KT, hey, who are your sources, and trying to get to the bottom of it. So kudos to you, KT. Bravo. Exceptional work. And you're being very humble about it. But yep. That's a big story that you broke.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? I'll say this, though, Ben. You quickly confirmed it, like 10 minutes after I told you. You'd confirmed it within minutes. So I didn't have any. It's good to not feel any shade of doubt. Because right after it happened, Fish called me, and he was like, hey, what's the scoop? And I was like, you saw my tweet? And he was like, do you mind telling me who your source is? And I was like,
why?
Totally not.
No, your response is, tell me all your sources.
Yeah, let's have a source trade-off. Right. Not going to happen.
Why don't you tell me who's telling you your stuff?
But he's like, how does it feel to be a newsman? And I was like, I'm not a newsman, dude. I'm just hanging out. Just doing the show.
Whoever your source is, I'd love to talk to your source.
But I did
see. Let's hook the listeners up with your source, Kevin.
I did see this. I've got a cousin, some family out in North Carolina. And my cousin sent me a picture of his TV, and he was watching the Rich Eisen show or whatever, and my tweet popped up on there.
Nice!
With Zeke's face. And that's kind of cool to have your cousin, who you never talked to, tell you, hey, there you are.
Yeah.
And I love Rich Eisen. So that was a cool
Rich
moment.
Eisen's great.
Yeah, that's really cool, dude. Congratulations.
And it had the fan on there, so intercom bosses, check it out.
Check it out.
Spreading the word, hey, at 105.3 The Fan.
Since we're talking about potential first-round pick bust, we should mention, it doesn't mean anything. It's like there's some big indication of earning it, but Tank is currently hurt, and so getting first team reps yesterday at least was Taco Charlton.
Yeah, and he was also ran off the field. He was the first guy. Like, we interviewed Leighton Vander Esch, and you'll hear it at 5:20. And the first guy off the field, like even ahead of Leighton, to come go with us was Taco. He didn't have time to go talk to the media. I hope Taco has a great camp and I'm not giving up on him yet.
No.
And they can't afford to give up on
him. I think we all gave up on him. That was kind of my point, just throwing that out there. I would love for him to be the guy who makes the biggest leap this year, because then it would mean, holy God, our defensive line is good.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that would be incredible. I've written him off.
Yeah, I kind of went down that same path too, Benny.
And I will have to see him do something in a football game consistently before I will take him off the written-off list.
Right on.
But it would be great because, I mean, God, it was such a big resource to use a first-round pick on him.
Did y'all see the Kavanaugh tweet yesterday during practice?
Which one? Because they're all good.
So Jeff had a tweet, and it was basically saying right now that 89 is moving better than 82, which is Blake Jarwin.
Yeah.
Now, today they put pads on. I personally think Witten looked great.
I did too. I thought Witten looked fantastic, and that's all we've heard from people that have had eyeballs on him since he got here, and even the OTAs and mini camps and whatnot, that he looks like the time off has helped him. Like, he's refreshed, his body is healed, and he's looking like he's moving quicker. So, I mean, look, I get it. There's going to be people out there who are going to say, come on, how does this guy go from the booth? He's just got to go show it. He's got to go prove it. And then, you know, the idea of him coming off the field, I know that's going to be a hot topic too. I just don't think there's anybody here who's some stud tight end prospect who's going to be held back. And if Witten helps you, because we're trying to be less predictable, Witten is by far the best run blocker of this group, and I've had a player tell me that. So if that's the case, and when Witten's in, you don't know if you're going to run or pass, that's already an immediate advantage.
Mm-hmm. And I also want to throw this out there, because Jeff, I saw it too, and Jeff was talking about it earlier on the G-Bag Nation. So the wide receiver group's very crowded. Tavon Austin had the day off yesterday, and that caused a little concern with fans. It was just a Veterans Day off. Randall Cobb's having the day off today.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to work these guys in slowly, especially the veterans who have been
Tyron's today, isn't he?
It's just what the game is now.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyron's day. Travis is today.
Yeah.
It's just kind of what the NFL landscape is right now. Why get your guys hurt in training camp?
We're spreading around the Romo Wednesdays, KT.
But there was some a couple times watching, not only through the routes, just going up against air, but also in some special teams drill. You could see Garrett really watching it. Jonvay Johnson, who was the seventh-round pick. He's number 81. He's fast. And I thought that was interesting. They were watching him closely in some special teams drills as well. Just gives you a hint, probably a guy who's going to make the team. I think between him and Jalen Guyton, who went to North Texas, who transferred from Notre Dame.
Is he the Allen kid?
I don't know if Guyton's from Allen. I have to look about that. But he played at North Texas.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame.
Go green.
But he's like got a good body. Like, I think one of those guys makes the roster. One of those guys you slide off to the practice squad, and your wide receiver depth is great moving into next year when Cobb's probably not here.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.